smartphone, DSTV channel 856 and on 92.7 and 106 FM.
This is 702.
So, people have been wondering how the economic fallout is going to affect South Africa. And there's very many different levels to the potential economic fallout that the lockdown will cause, that the global pandemic of corona will cause, not only on the global economy, but here in South Africa. One of those being, of course, the motoring industry. Warren Tucker, our resident car enthusiast. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Warren, I mean, a lot of people are upset about the lockdown for very many different reasons. Petrol heads crying about the fact that they won't be able to start up and drive around their chores for 3 weeks.
Yes, there's an interesting meme floating around of a talking motorbike that's quite upset with its owner because it has to park in the garage for 21 days. So, definitely the quarantine will affect quite a few industries. But what I'd like to talk about today is what essentially happened on the build-up to the lockdown as far as the motor industry went and what's essentially happening at the moment. Remember, the retailers or the motor vehicle retailers need people to come into the dealerships to purchase vehicles. Okay, a lot of these guys have something called a floor plan, which essentially is the bank. The bank will give a loan, okay, and what you use, you pay for, and what you use, you pay interest on. Now, if you cannot sell something that you've got on your floor, you are paying interest on that item for the duration of the lockdown. So then, that way, there are dealers now that will be sitting with problems because that's a daily interest on that vehicle. Obviously, past a certain amount of days, now they will start paying interest on that vehicle on the money that they used. The other thing is, remember that these vehicles are depreciating assets. So what the vehicle was worth today won't be the same as what it will be worth next month, because every month the book on the vehicle drops. So in that situation, you know, you've got a dealership who sort of is sitting where they've got to pay rent, they've got to pay all these overheads because they're not frozen. They can't sell any vehicles. They've got to pay interest on the vehicles that are there. You've got to pay your staff that are there. And it's sort of like a knock-on effect. And I do kind of foresee a lot of the smaller dealerships, the guys that couldn't get their capital out or have capital stuck in vehicles, might suffer quite a bit.
Frightening prospect there. You just really don't know what's going to happen, unfortunately, with this being absolutely uncharted territory. But I suppose with the picture that you're painting there, it would be pretty obvious that those dealerships that were already operating on marginal profits may well go under.
Yes. No, definitely, for sure. And also, remember, also the bigger guys will also suffer. I'll tell you why I say so. So leading up to the whole lockdown, okay, my business is a business where I wholesale. So there's vehicles that you would go and look at and basically either sell, do repairs, and sell onwards. And what was happening there is going to the auctions. The auctioneers were only allowing 70 people in, okay? So they had a guy at the door with a counter. You would count until there's 70 people there, and that's it. The doors were closed. Birchmoors was operating like that. Imperial was operating like that. And that was basically following the government guidelines. When I went to an auction just before the shutdown, and I mean, guys were buying vehicles, okay? Guys were buying vehicles thinking that, well, it's business as usual. What the banks had done also is the banks, because they could not have all the people at the auction, they switched to an online platform called Dealers Online, where banks now, the likes of Standard Bank, started taking their vehicles and loading them on there. So there's a knock-on effect for the auctioneer, because now the auctioneer could not auction that vehicle. The bank is now loaded it onto a digital site and is selling the vehicle on the digital site. So even the big auctioneer will lose out in that situation.
If you just joined us, we're talking to Warren Tucker, a resident car enthusiast, about how the lockdown in South Africa is going to affect the motoring industry locally. We'll talk about it globally as well, and also try and unpack that. I don't know if we can call it a tweet or perhaps a rage from Donald Trump there, calling on Ford and General Motors to start producing respirators. I'm not too sure how he sees that one working. But Warren, unfortunately, or some may say fortunately, with this great trouble also comes a fantastic opportunity. And you may well see opportunities to buy a vehicle at very, very reduced rates come the end of this lockdown as a fair amount of dealerships try and get back into the black.
No, definitely. Look, there will be situations where dealers will obviously try to recover as best as they can. But remember also that vehicle has a certain value that's owed to them, okay? And that amount, they might not be prepared to bargain on that amount. And they might be in a situation where they will want their pound of flesh because they've been in the black, in the red for so long. It all depends basically on how quickly we can come back out of this. I don't, and in no way am I trying to make any panic here, but based on what I've seen going on in the rest of the world, what I think basically is that my opinion is that the lockdown might be extended a bit, just based on what's going on in the rest of the world.
Any thoughts on the local motoring industry? Any experience that you have? Perhaps you're a car dealership that is struggling with this lockdown. Give us a call now, 011-883-0702. Warren Tucker will do his best to answer your questions. Let's talk globally now, right? Because there was already a changing global motoring industry before the corona outbreak. We're seeing electric cars growing in leaps and bounds. Tesla's share price just really shooting the lights out in many ways the beginning of the year. How is the global market going to be affected?
Well, remember, we are a player in that global market. We manufacture quite a few vehicles here for export. So all that's basically shut down. So put the scenario out there this way. Somebody's ordered a vehicle that was going to be delivered at such and such a time, that will now be thrown out. And they might not have an answer for that client because based on how quickly we come out of our lockdown, our quarantine. And remember, manufacturing won't just go back to normal. It will take a couple of days to ramp up and get back to where it needs to be. So you might have a situation where vehicles that were ordered might be cancelled, because the clients are not prepared to wait longer. You have situations where, you remember, there's a chain that, as far as manufacturing goes. So there's somebody that manufactures parts to assemble the car, and there's somebody that supplies raw materials to manufacture the parts to assemble the car. Okay, all of that is now on shutdown. All of that has a knock-on effect towards how the supply chain will work. And coming out of it, I mean, we'll end up in a situation where there'll be a backlog that we'll have to catch up. Factories might be working overtime, that kind of thing, just to make up the backlog. But definitely it's there. I mean, what Donald Trump is saying there is sort of what happened during World War II, where companies were forced to make tanks and vehicle manufacturers. I mean, BMW was making BMW engines, you know, airplane engines. So, again, it comes back to what's happening right now. As you said earlier, we are in uncharted territory. We don't know what's going to happen. But the industries, as far as the motoring industry goes, right now it's in the red. It's definitely not in the black, I can tell you that.
It's a foregone conclusion that there's going to be carnage. There's going to be job losses. There's
definitely
going to be losses in growth. But you need to try and remain as agile as possible.
Yes.
What are the chances, though? I mean, have you even done the sort of modeling that that Donald Trump is suggesting General Motors and Ford do? I mean, it's not it's not like the factories are making cookies. You just change the cookie mold and you make a different type of cookie. A motor engine should be vastly different to a ventilator.
No, definitely. I mean, this retooling that will have to happen. The company that makes the molds will have to come out and start making molds. there's a whole lot of stuff that will happen. It's not just going to be a turnkey Ford will make respirators tomorrow type story. It's a process because it's plastic. There's internals. There's components that go with that. I mean, if the countries are, for example, if our president gave an order tomorrow to Toyota in Durban to start making respirators, that's a process that would have to take place before we'd even get to start making a single respirator. And as much as Donald Trump is throwing that out there and saying, guys, you need to do X, Y, and Z, I mean, just think about it. A company that used to think the other way, a company that used to make cups is told to make engines. It's just not going to work.
Yeah. Any thoughts on that? Give us a call, 011-883-0702. Let's talk about the practical advice for vehicle owners here in South Africa, because there's also in the weeks, the months to come, there's going to be some people that just simply cannot afford the car that they've bought at higher purchase. They can't perhaps even afford the cars that they have already that's fully owned by them, and they can't afford the upkeep. What would your advice be to people that are going to be in financial distress when it comes to their car sitting in their driveway, possibly being a source of income?
Look, the best thing is don't keep quiet. Phone your bank. Let your bank know what's going on. Contact, if you're with West Bank, contact West Bank, MSC, APSA, Standard Bank. Contact them. Let them know what's going on. At the end of the day, what a lot of the banks are doing is they're extending your term by 3 months. So they're giving you 3 months where you are not paying an installment. So essentially what that means is, if your last payment on your vehicle was the 20th of April 2020, that would be extended by 3 months. There is an interest calculation that comes with that, but that is kind of where the banks are at the moment. So the key here is not to keep quiet. A lot of people will keep quiet, not want to phone the bank, not say anything. The attitude there is completely wrong. As long as the bank knows what's going on, there will always be some sort of plan that can be made. Remember, as much as people will service, the last thing the bank wants to do is repossess the car from you. It costs them money to repossess the vehicle and to dispose of that vehicle and then come after you afterwards for if there's a shortfall or something on that vehicle. So your best bet here is communication. Call the bank, explain to them what's happening. I mean, it's out there. We are on lockdown at the moment. The bank knows that we're on lockdown. A lot of companies have put their staff on short time, or they've reduced their salaries for this period. We don't know how long this period's going to be. So, again, communicate. It's your best option. For the guys that have vehicles with the e-hailing structure, with Uber, I know that there's a couple of financial institutions that offer a structure where you can purchase a vehicle through them as long as you're using you registered on the Uber platform. Again, you've been shut down. You've been told not to work. You need to contact the bank and talk to the bank and see what options they have for you.
Warren Tucker, our car expert, live on the line. Give us a call if you have any questions about your vehicle, 011-883-0702. Last thing I want to touch on is car care while you are on lockdown. You're not allowed to drive around, so maybe just trying to keep the engine going. But before we get there, Warren, I think that another thing that we need to mention is that people may see this opportunity to go and buy a car at an auction after the lockdown, to go and buy a car from a dealership that's going out of business in the weeks and the months to come. But mm-hmm. Let's also be very sober about the fact that you need to think twice before getting into any financial commitments after this economic earthquake that we're going to experience.
No, definitely. And, you know, for the people that are liquid with cash, definitely it's going to be a frenzy. However, for those people that are in a situation where you've got to buy on higher purchase, you know, again, this is all uncharted territory. You know that if you haven't made your payments on your vehicle, you could be listed as a slow payer. How will that impact you trying to get finance later on? You know, you might be in a situation now where you were just making it, and now, because of what's happened, it throws you completely in the doldrums. So we are in uncharted territory. We need to see how the banks are going to come to the party, how the government's going to come to the party as far as this goes. The government did put the country under lockdown. I mean, people, I've heard arguments of people saying, yeah, but I want to work. Why can't I work? Well, you can't work because at this point in time, there's a virus that's deadly, and we need to all it's quarantine. You need to stay at home. You can't go to work. As much as you want to wear masks and your gloves and spray liters and liters of hand sanitizer, this is what the president has said. So all this will have a knock-on effect in the economy. I know that Moody's has downgraded the country as well. So again, it's all got a knock-on effect as far as this goes. In terms of car care or in terms of what you need to do with your vehicle, you know, maybe now's the time. There's 21 days to be at home. Now's the time to give the car a good valet clean, you know, polish it out, make the vehicle look really good. As far as you not being able to drive the vehicle, you know, if you've got a battery charger, most cars that come out today have good batteries in them that can last, you know, not indefinitely, but they will definitely hold a charge for more than a week. But if you've got a vehicle that's a little bit older, that battery might go flat. If you've got a trickle charger, you can put the vehicle on a trickle charger. Alternatively, you know, start the vehicle.
A lot of people have been asking, you know, that whole process there. I mean, besides the absolute very basic, make sure that your car's not in gear when you when you start up the engine and rev it. But you know, what's the absolute basics before we say goodbye?
Well, look. Make sure you've got enough water in the vehicle. Check your oil while the car's cold. A lot of you have been driving the vehicle up until this point where you've had to, until this point where you've been quarantined, so the vehicle should be fine. But start the vehicle. Don't rev the vehicle while the vehicle's cold. So just start it. Let it warm up gradually. It will charge the battery. You can switch the lights on. It ups the current on the alternator, so it in turn will charge your battery. Just make sure that when you do switch off the car, switch off the lights, okay? Whatever condensation is in the exhaust will evaporate because of the heat. But, you know, start the vehicle. Don't start the vehicle for a minute and switch it off. Give it 5 minutes, switch the vehicle off.
And rev it, eh?
No. Don't. If the car's ice cold, don't rev it. That's when you cause the most damage, is when the vehicle is cold. So start it. Let it warm up gradually on its own. You know, give it one or two revs. Like when you switch on the lights, it ups the current on the alternator, so the alternator then charges the battery at a higher pace. So you can start the vehicle, switch on the lights, you know, it will run for a bit, give it 5 minutes, switch off. It should be fine.
Warren, always a pleasure, my man. Take it easy and stay safe during these very uncertain times. Warren Tucker, car expert, talking about how this government lockdown is going to be affecting the local motoring industry. And as well, from a global perspective,